Lucy, Chevelle, and Cam come into the room from the kitchen, undoubtedly curious to see who rang the doorbell. "I'm Jed," I say, sticking my hands into the pockets of my jeans. "Would you like to talk outside?" the man asks, gesturing to the door. I glance back at my family and laugh. "Nah, I've got nothing to hide." Let's be honest, even if I did step outside, every other green would have their ears pressed to the door anyway. We don't really respect family members' secrets around here. "We mailed you a letter and tried to call the number we had listed for you, but since this is a time-sensitive matter, I agreed to come out here personally. I was a friend of my client." I can't piece together what he could be talking about, but the client bit makes me a little wary. My forehead creases and I cross my arms, widening my stance. Time-sensitive. "You didn't open your mail?" Mom scolds from behind me. My gaze detours to the oversized pile of unopened mail on the table by the front door. "So sue us. Fisher and I are bachelors and everything is done electronically now." "I've been busy," I say to my mom. "My name is David Webb. I'm a lawyer and a friend of Tanya Eaton." I nod slowly. "Okay. Do you remember Tanya Eaton?" Mr. Webb asks.
"Oh, the day has finally arrived," Mandy says. "What are you talking about?"
Nikki whispers to Mandy louder than she should. But the lawyer beats Mandy to the punch. "Unfortunately, Miss Eaton passed a few weeks ago from a severe asthma attack."
"Oh,"
Mom sighs. "I'm sorry to hear that, but I don't know a Tanya Eaton." I glance over my shoulder at my mom, who has her hand over her heart as though she knew the woman. "About 4 years ago, you and Miss Eaton had relations." My siblings all laugh at that word. I'm with them. Just say we screwed. Still not sure why this guy is on my doorstep telling me all this, though. I don't remember this Tanya Eaton, and I feel badly that she passed, but I'm sure she didn't leave me anything in her will. Mom and Hank quiet the group. David Webb continues without a word from me. "Those relations resulted in the conception of a little girl. Miss Eaton has named you as the little girl's father, and according to her will, she wants you to have sole custody. She has no other living relatives." All feeling leaves my body. "What?" I whisper, my arms dropping to my sides. "There's no way. I've always used protection. Always. And contrary to popular belief, I don't actually sleep with so many women that I wouldn't remember their names. But first, you need to come down to Minnesota and take a paternity test." This can't be right. I don't know this woman. Now that the feeling is back in my body, I shake my head. "Here." Mr. Webb reaches into his jacket pocket and pulls out a picture. "This is Tanya and the little girl." Before my fingers grip the picture fully, the girl's eyes stare back at me and my lungs squeeze, making it hard to breathe. My family rushes up behind me, straining over my shoulders and around my body to catch a glimpse. All their gasps confirm they see what I do. A little girl's hazel eyes that match my own.